This morning, we're going to look at what the Lord has to teach us about why the summer is a wonderful time of year, and more importantly, how each one of us can spiritually spread the joy and warmth that comes on a pleasant summer day. So first, let's understand what's happening on this earth to make it the summertime, and then we'll see what the Lord teaches us in His Word and heavenly doctrine so that we can better understand the spiritual cause of the natural reality of summer. First of all, in the summertime, the earth on its axis in the northern hemisphere, the northern part of the earth, is tilted more toward the sun. So the sunlight is shining more directly onto the part of the earth which is tilted toward the sun. And with that more direct shining of the sun, it's warmer. So it's the additional heat that makes the part of the earth that is tilted toward the sun the summertime. Right now on the southern hemisphere or the southern half of the earth, it's wintertime because the rays from the sun are not as direct on that part of the earth. And in December, it'll be the same thing here in Pennsylvania. So that's what makes summertime in the natural world, a tilting of the earth toward the sun so that there's more direct rays from the sun on the earth, making it warmer. The difference is the heat to accompany the light from the sun. So let's go to the Lord's Word so we can understand the spiritual cause of that, and then we can understand how we can bring the summertime to each other, the warmth and joy of it spiritually, no matter what the weather is like outside, if it's a rainy day or in the dead of winter. So we start with what we read in the book of Revelation about the Lord standing in the midst of the seven lampstands. And it says, do you remember what it said about His face? What His face looked like? Yes. His face looked like the sun. That's exactly right. It says His face was as the sun appears in its power. The sun's very powerful, isn't it? And the Lord's face, when He stood in the midst of the seven lampstands while John was looking at Him, the Lord's face appeared as the sun appears in its power. So let's just stop for a moment and really try to understand what that is like. Because the Lord gives us these images in the Word so that we can really understand them and then see how they're filled with the truths that He reveals in the heavenly doctrine. So if we looked at the Lord standing in the midst of these seven candles, which are there to represent the seven lampstands here in church today, and His face shone like the sun, all of our faces would be lit up with the light from the Lord, wouldn't they? If we looked out at each other, all of our faces would be shining with light from the Lord. And we would all feel the warmth on our bodies and on our face especially, from the warmth coming from the Lord's face. So that's what John must have experienced when he was on the Isle of Patmos and turned and saw the Lord in the midst of the seven lampstands with His face appearing with the power of the sun. So that's where we can start in understanding how we can spread the joy and warmth of summertime is by understanding that it's connected to the Lord as the sun, whose face appears with the power of the sun, shining with light and emitting warmth. Now, we have in life experienced just a little bit of this to give us just a tiny sense of what this is like. We can think about when we've been talking to somebody or listening to somebody explain something that they're really an expert at, that they really know really, really well. They know the truth of that particular subject. Doesn't their face light up? Doesn't their face light up? We describe it that way. Their face lit up as they described whatever it is that they're talking about, that they really love the knowledge about. And if someone's listening who understands what is being said and also loves it, their face lights up too. So we describe it that way on earth. It gives us just a little bit of an inkling of what it would be to be like to have our face lit up by the Lord. Now, what about warmth from the Lord's face? We've experienced a little bit of that here on earth. If we think of what it looks like when somebody who really loves another person looks at them or looks at you, your parents or a good friend or somebody in your family or your spouse, that physically warms you up. You have a sensation of being warm. No matter what the temperature is on the inside, it warms you up. That gives us just a little sense of what it would be like to be warmed up by the love coming from the Lord's face. So what is the cause? What is the cause of the Lord's face shining like the sun? Well, we read in Apocalypse Revealed that it is the divine love as the heat and the divine wisdom as the light which shines forth from the Lord. And then we read in Arcana Celestia how we can understand that in the world around us and understand better the effects of the Lord's love and wisdom shining forth like heat and light. And the summertime helps us understand that. Because in the spring and summer, we get more heat from the sun to accompany the light, and that's when trees grow leaves and flowers and fruit. And that doesn't happen in the fall or winter, does it? Because there isn't heat from the sun to accompany the light in the same intensity. So it's the Lord's love in addition to his wisdom that really brings us life. Now, how do we receive that from the Lord like the sun? How do we turn ourselves to the Lord like the earth in the summertime and receive it and then spread it to others? Well, the Lord explains this beautifully in True Christian Religion 191. He says there are two things that go forth from the Lord, and we can even picture the Lord's face shining like the sun: divine love and divine wisdom. Or what is the same thing? Divine good and divine truth. In its essence, the Word is both of these, because it fills man with the goods of love and the truths of wisdom. By means of the Word, man has life, just like this planet on a summer day. But it must be clearly understood that those only have life from the Word who read it, for the purpose of drawing from it divine truths, for the purpose of applying them to life. So if we think about how we can spread the warmth and joy that comes along with a pleasant summer day, and we go to the Word for the answer, first we think, well, the Lord is like the sun in that his divine love is like the heat of the sun, and his divine truth is like the light of the sun, that we can receive if we turn to him by going to the Word, because the Word emits the same divine truth and divine love that comes from the Lord. And then when we apply it to life, that's how we spread the summertime. No matter the time of year, no matter the weather outside, we will warm other people up. So let's think of some examples about how we can be the summertime for other people. We can start very simply by just thinking about what happens when you give somebody a hug who needs a hug. It warms them up. It may warm them up physically, but it warms them up on the inside. Think of a little baby who needs to be held and then is calmed. It's like spreading the pleasantness of a summer day. Or if you compliment someone who's done a wonderful job and worked very hard on providing some use, whether it's really small or really big, that'll warm them up on the inside. Or maybe you get in touch with somebody who you've been thinking about and let them know that you've been thinking about them. Give them a call or send them an email or a text or even write them a letter. And then they read it or talk to you and are warmed up on the inside. If you've experienced that, you know that it warms you up when you know that people are thinking and caring about you and even praying for you. That warms you up on the inside, doesn't it? Like spreading the warmth and pleasantness of a summer day. Now, reading the Word is another way to spread the warmth of summer. Certainly when we all read the Word, thinking about how we can live what the Lord teaches, it warms us up on the inside. But also if we read the Word to others, it'll warm us up and it'll warm up anybody who's listening. And children, do you want to hear something that's quite amazing? When you read the Word out loud, especially, or even to yourselves, do you know who it warms up? Does anyone know who it warms up especially? It warms up the angels in heaven. It brings summertime to the angels in heaven when they hear children read the Word. But really, what all of these things are about, bringing spiritual summertime to our neighbors, what they're all about is living what the Lord teaches in his Word, turning ourselves to the Lord more directly so we receive his heat more directly as we receive his truths. And then we can focus on living the Word ourselves and focus on helping our neighbors and supporting our neighbors as we all do the hard work of living what the Lord teaches in His Word and as He explains it in the internal sense of the Word in His second coming. Now, a wonderful thing of the new church is that we have teachings from the Lord in His second coming where He explains how these things work in the other world. So that when we're thinking about the Lord and His image as the sun, His face shining like the sun with the light and heat of the sun, and we think about how we can then receive it and spread it to others, the Lord has given us experiences through Swedenborg that we can learn about to see how it actually works in the other world when we see spiritual reality without being covered up by the natural world. So we'll finish with this passage from the Spiritual Diary where the Lord had Swedenborg experience summer being spread by a wonderful spirit. This is from passage 1856. Spirits who in life had taken pleasure in the word of the Lord, and this with a real sense of enjoyment, have in the other life a certain heavenly, joyful warmth, which I was allowed to feel at the approach of their essential nature. The Spirit's warmth is an outer one, to be sure, but radiating from inner qualities not yet very well seen. It actually warmed me as the heat of the summer. Amen.